Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone and welcome back to Praticamente Inglese. Mattia is back! I can't believe it. Always with tricks and tips on business English. It feels incredible to be back, let's say on the airwaves with you all. It's been a whole year or even more than a year. I could be a little bit rusty, potrei essere un po' arrugginito, with my voice and all the microphone setups and stuff like that. So sorry in advance. A lot has happened since we last spoke. Life, as it does often, threw it its curveballs. È un'espressione che mi piace molto, no? Quando la vita lancia le sue palle curve, no? Nel baseball viene molto usata, che significa un po'. Ti lancia delle sfide, quindi tu le devi saper prendere, anche se sono inaspettate. Insomma, non ve la faccio troppo lunga. I took some time to catch them, those curveballs. So, but through it all, my thoughts often wander back to this podcast and to you. So, your messages, your support on LinkedIn with your DMs, have been like a mosquito in my ears calling me back, come una piccola mosca alle i vostri messaggi su LinkedIn, e vi ringrazio tanto, insomma. So today's not just a comeback, it's a celebration. It's a celebration of a community, of shared passions, and of the unbreakable bond we've built through this podcast. And I want to get back to that kind of passion. Quindi voglio tornare a quella passione che mi ha fatto iniziare, che mi ha fatto creare questa piccola community. And now we are starting a new path, exploring new ideas and maybe improving a few old topics. In the upcoming episodes, I would like you to expect deep dives into, of course, business English with practical examples, as usual, interviews with fascinating guests, I hope. And of course, our much-loved, let's say, ready-to-use expressions related to everyday lives in terms of English at work, meetings, conversation, interviews, small talks, and all those kind of things, you know, that we really like and we use every day at work. So stay tuned and make sure you follow Praticamente Inglese on your favorite platform, please, as usual. So, of course, I also want to hear from you. So what have you been up to this past year? So what happened? Have you improved your English? Have you got a new job? What topics are burning in your mind? So reach out on LinkedIn and let's make this journey a little bit more interactive, okay? So whatever you are, long-time listeners or just joining me right now, grab your favorite coffee, settle in, and let's relax on this new chapter together. Thank you for sticking around. Quindi grazie per stare ancora intorno al podcast di Praticamente Inglese and for pressing play today. So you're not just listeners, you're heart and soul of Praticamente Inglese. So without further chitty chat, let's jump into today's episode. I would like to talk about Black Friday. I have nothing to sell or to suggest, so don't worry. But I think it's a great opportunity to understand what is it and a few popular expressions you may listen today or during the weekend up to Cyber Monday, no? So Black Friday originated in the United States in this traditional little day following Thanksgiving, which is a big day for Americans, so making the unofficial start of the holiday shopping season. Quindi è l'inizio della stagione delle compere, no? Che partono dal Black Friday per arrivare fino a Natale. The popularity of Black Friday has grown exponentially over the years, no? We all know about it. It has become known for massive sales and promotions, with retailers offering significant discounts on a wide range of products, ok? Questo è tutto chiaro, no? Sconti incredibili su diversi prodotti. This has led, quindi ha condotto, ha portato, this has led to scenes of long lines, quindi a scene di code molto lunghe, crowded stores, quindi negozi affollati, and shoppers trying to get the best deals. E quindi ovviamente coloro che comprano, che cercano di trovare la migliore offerta possibile. In the early 2000, Cyber Monday emerged, quindi emerse anche il Cyber Monday nei primi anni 2000 as an online counterpart to Black Friday, offering consumers a chance to take advantage of sales from the comfort of their home, you know, because the shift was driven by the growth of e-commerce and changes in consumer shopping habits. As we all know now, we are almost buying everything online on different platforms, no? So, and this happened because of e-commerce and the expansion of internet. So today, Black Friday is just is not just a single day of shopping, as you may know, but a broader shopping season marked by heavy advertising, extended stores hours, and a significant boost in retail sales. So it's a big thing, no? In Italy, now is like a month. It's not anymore a day. It's a month of sales. So, okay, what I would like to do is, like, I would like to dive into popular expressions you may hear during those days, no? Today and during the weekend and on Cyber Monday, no? So let's bring some examples to the table. So the Black Friday sales start at midnight with incredible discounts. Vabbè, questo è facile. Inizia il Black Friday con incredibili sconti, incredible discounts. Don't miss out on incredible deals with Black Friday. So don't miss out, non perderti questi incredibili affari legati al Black Friday. Retailers are gearing up for the biggest shopping day of the year. Cioè, si stanno caricando, no? Gearing up, stanno preparando al grande giorno del Black Friday, ovviamente per le tante offerte e ovviamente gli introiti, no? Are you ready for the Black Friday rush at your favorite stores? Sapete, no? Il rush hour, no? Quando c'è la folla, quando c'è il casino, quando si torna a casa, no? E spesso quando voi mi ascoltate in macchina, no? Siete in rush hour, quindi siete fermi al semaforo o in tangenziale perché siete in rush hour, e quindi anche nei negozi il Black Friday si crea questa rush hour che tutti vogliono entrare per primi per to grab the offer, the best offer, per afferrare l'offerta migliore. So many stores are extending their Black Friday deals throughout the weekend. Of course, this is very normal, no? Estendere queste offerte a tutto il weekend per dare la possibilità ovviamente a tutti di prendere l'offerta anche il sabato e la domenica, magari il venerdì si lavora, quindi è normale che sia così. Online retailers are offering exclusive Black Friday deals on their websites. Ciò che è facile non lo traduco, no? I'm making my wish list for the upcoming Black Friday sales event. So I'm making my wish list. Quindi sto facendo la mia lista della spesa, la lista dei desideri, no? Black Friday is the perfect time to snag deals on electronic and gadgets. So a snag deal è un'offerta pazzesca, da paura, ok? This year Black Friday falls on November 24th. So mark your calendars. I'm sure you already marked the calendars as the 24th is today, no? what are you going to buy? I don't know. Maybe I will buy something related to electronics. I don't know. I have to check today what's going on online and if there are really good offers to grab. So remember to compare prices before making any Black Friday purchases. Cioè, quindi comparate prima i prezzi, ricordati di comparare prima i prezzi per capire chi offre il miglior prezzo su quel prodotto. Black Friday is followed by Cyber Monday, another day of huge online deals. Quindi il Black Friday viene seguito dal Cyber Monday, che è un altro grande giorno di offerte spesso legate all'elettronica. Many shoppers camp outside stores to get the best Black Friday offer. Camp outside, quindi è come il camping, no? Si accampano proprio fuori dai negozi, un po' come vedevamo le scene di quando uscivano i nuovi iPhone, no? E quindi anche chi lo fa realmente solo il venerdì, sapendo di non poter mancare l'offerta, they camp outside the store. Social media is buzzing with Black Friday's shopping tips and deals. Quindi social media is buzzing, sta discutendo, postando, parlicchiando del Black Friday shopping tips and deals, quindi di quello tips and deals, quindi consigli e affari su quello che è da comprare, il negozio online che sta facendo l'offerta migliore e così via. Be aware of return policies when you're buying on Black Friday. The return policies non sono altro che quando devo ridare la merce, no? Su alcuni prodotti molto scontati probabilmente ci sono delle policy diverse, quindi come dire, siccome l'offerta è talmente grande non me lo puoi venire a ridare il prodotto, quindi check before you buy. There are often limited quantities on the best Black Friday bargains. The bargains sono i grandi affari, le grandi offerte, no? Quindi ci sono quantità limitate per attirare le persone all'interno del negozio, però magari sono soltanto 100 items available, no? Quindi i primi 100 si aggiudicano quell'item a quel prezzo e gli altri nada. Black Friday is an opportunity to buy gifts at discounted price, of course. As some people avoid the crowds by shopping online during Black Friday. So, ovviamente alcune persone evitano la fila perché fanno tutto online. So, I think this is it for today. As I told you before, I will start again a new path. I would like to talk about business English. I want to talk about emails. I want to talk about deep dive into, you know, small talks at work and everything that is all about this podcast. So I'll try to do my best and to bring you back practice examples for, you know, that will help you at the workplace. It was a quick restart to the project, so I hope you will, you know, you will follow me in the upcoming episodes. You know, sorry if I'm a little bit rusty. I don't know how this episode will go. but anyway, I wish you a great Black Friday week. Don't spend too much money, okay? And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!